I just want to read some Scripture tonight. We'll mind the Lord. Appreciate Him and His goodness. Had no idea I was going to read this tonight, but I want to read it. The Lord's laid it on my heart. He's laid it on my heart when I was praying. Because the devil would like to defeat us. The devil's having a heyday in this old world. But I want to say tonight, irrequivocally, that we do not belong to the devil.
Amen.
Amen. We do not have to follow him. We do not have to listen to him. Surely don't have to obey him. And we don't need to be led by him. Amen. But we need to follow Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 5, very familiar passage of Scripture. Very familiar passage. I'll read this and we'll just mind the Lord whatever He wants us to do with it. Whether He wants us to preach or shudder and go to the house. I don't know. But I just want to read this tonight in your hearing, since God's laid it on my heart to read to you. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 6, He said, the Bible says, "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." But watch this. "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." You may be seated. As we look at this tonight, and we can see God says if we just humble ourselves. In other words, if He says if we'll come humbly before Him, humble in our attitude, humble in our state, and humble in our mind, just realizing that we are us and He is God.
Amen.
Amen. If we could come to that conclusion in our heart that we're just old flesh and clay, clay and flesh, that we're just dirt, amen, and that He is an almighty God, the creator of us, amen, we could come humbly before God and see how awesome He is. But He said in order to do that, we have to do it ourselves. He said, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God." He said, allow God to bring us, allow ourselves to be brought down under God's hands. You know, the safest place you can be tonight is in the hands of God.
Amen.
The safest place you could ever be is in the hands of God.
Amen.
Because God is, in God's hand, He's never lost or nothing come to harm that He has. You say, well, preacher, these times that people are born again, they're saved, and they love the Lord, He's gone, man, and they die and they go out of here. Amen. You said, praise God, I want to say that there's a child of God, somebody's born again that loves the Lord. When they're a child of God, there's nothing if God dies. Amen.
Right.
What happens is we just graduate in the hand of God. And what He's saying here is if we humble ourselves, humble yourself, come humbly before God. Amen. Get around and rid of the pride that's in our lives so we can come before God and just praise Him the way He ought to be praised. The praise that we have for a mighty God that's got a mighty hand. Amen. That He may exalt you in due time. See, God's wanting to lift us all up. The devil's wanting to hold us down. God's wanting to turn us loose and set us free. God, the devil's wanting to suppress us. Amen. God's wanting to lift us up high, praise God, and the devil's wanting to hold us down and push us down lower. Amen?
Yeah.
So what we got to do in this, we see, as I was thinking about this a minute ago, the Holy Ghost of God's there to exalt the children of God, to continue to lift us up and to bring us out. The devil's trying to hold us down. So when we get to thinking about that, we get to pondering on that, what's going on in our lives, praise God, we know who's trying to take control of us.
Amen.
We know who's trying to establish a ownership of you and I. Amen. But I want to say, if we're a child of God, the Lord Jesus Christ owns you.
Amen.
Praise God, He bought you because He's purchased you with a price.
Amen.
Amen. Christ Jesus, praise. He bought you from the auction block. He redeemed you and He paid for you, praise God. You're a purchased, glory to God. Somebody will jump up and just shout their shoes off. You're a purchased possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. When the devil tries to tell you, praise God, that you, he's going to take you, he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. Say, devil, you're a liar. You can't do that because I belong to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He bought me. He purchased me. Amen. I'm a purchased possession of the King of Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. We ought to just shout and pray. Take recess and just give God glory because He seen fit to save you and me. Lift us out. Praise God. Bring us up and show us that He loved us enough. Praise God. That He's willing to pay the price for you and me. Glory to God. So that we can be set free. Amen. I thank God tonight I'm free, praise God. Amen. I'm not in bondage no more to this world. I'm not chained to the things of this world, praise God. I've been made free.
Amen.
Praise God. I can worship Him like I want to. I can worship Him like I'd like to. Amen. I don't have the stamina to go like I'd like to, but praise God, I can head out in that direction. And I can run her, praise God, till I run out of steam. Amen. We was out here when Penny's little daddy passed away just a little over a month and 2 days ago. And we was out here in the cemetery and we were planting him. And Brother Tim and them other boys was out there a-shoveling. It was pretty warm. The water was a-running and a-dripping off of them. Boy, they was a-sweating and a-huffing and a-puffing. And I went up there and I said, here, let me... And I still had my jacket and stuff on. I took it off and laid it on one of the tombstones. I said, here, let me borrow that shovel. Let me rest you a little bit. And I took that shovel, boy, and I began to shovel. And I began to shovel it in there. And I went. And they shot. The rest of them swapped off two or three times. They just wore out and were sweating. I hadn't even broke a sweat yet. And Tim said, I don't understand it. He said, you ain't a sweating. You ain't a huffing and puffing. I said, praise God, I'm a gospel preacher. I preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. He whined me up, praise God, and He sets me loose, and I can go about 30 or 45 minutes and anoint the Holy Ghost of God. If I can do that for them, I can do that now, praise God. He gives us the power in Jesus Christ our Lord to do that we need to do for His glory, praise God, and we can wind He can wind us up, He can wind you up, praise God, and turn you loose.
Amen.
Amen. I like to get wound up in the Lord, don't you? I like to see the power of God moving in His people. He gives you the stamina to go. Amen. When you don't feel like it. Amen. But if we come humbly before the Lord and we seek His face, He said He'll exalt us in due time. He'll lift us up. Have you ever come to church on Wednesday night, just wore a slam out?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You get to church and praise God, you old devil's trying to tell you just to stay home. Don't even go. Don't try it. Amen. Maybe some of the folks this past week, as we was running back and forth, running on North Fork every night, and the old devil, I believe there's a lady here, raised her hand one night. He said, yeah, I said the devil told her not to come. Amen. Amen. He'll tell you not to come. He'll tell you, because he don't want you to be there when the saints of God are exalted and lifted up and encouraged, praise God. He'd rather see you held down. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's there to lift us up.
Amen.
Come to church on a Wednesday night, wore out. Amen. You're a dragging your own tracks out behind you. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of God gets to moving. Next thing you know, glory to God, as the pout leaves, the energy comes, and you're a shouting and praising God down the depths of your soul.
Amen.
Amen. He said, but if we humble ourselves and come looking for God to touch our hearts, God to overload our car. Amen. He'll give us that. That'll encourage us for the day's run. Praise God. And we can take that day and take what God gives us and give God the praise for it.
Amen.
Amen. He said, we do what we did a while ago. He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now that casting, it's a continual thing. Amen. We got lost loved ones. We got lost people. We got people that we work with. We got family members that's lost. We got family members that need a touch of God. Amen. The Bible said we need to be casting those cares. We need to be continually lifting them up. We need to be continually taking them to the Lord. You know, God doesn't get tired of hearing our prayers. Amen. Praise God. He inhabits the prayers of His people. Praise God. He wants us to lift up our objects. He wants us to believe in faith. And we just keep bringing them. Praise God. If they not answer today, praise God, bring them again tomorrow. If they not answer tomorrow, bring them again the next day. And next week and next month and next year. And just keep praying. Praise God. That the will of God be done.
Amen.
What's happening around here? We're seeing the will of God being done in the hearts and minds of people. We're seeing people converted, praise God. People with an expectation that's greater than what we thought we could ever have. Because it's what God is able to do. Amen. The flesh is weak. Amen. The flesh wants to hold you down. The flesh wants to make you doubt, praise God. But I want to say there's a God of heaven and move in your heart and He helps you get over the doubting. If we ain't careful, we'll become a doubting Thomas. He said, except I see. Amen. Except I see. Except we see. But praise God, I'm glad, praise God, I've done see all that I need to see. And I know Jesus Christ is Lord. He's able to lift us up and bring us out. He's able to help us, praise God, all the days of our life.
Amen.
Every one of us. Now the devil tiptoe through here. I probably already did it. Say, well, He'll do it for them, but He won't do that for you. Stinking liar. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ will help you. He'll minister to you. He ministered for you. He's your mediator in heaven, praise God, between you and the Heavenly Father to encourage you, to lift you, to send you what you need, praise God, when you need it, through the Spirit of God, to increase our faith, to help us to move along, help us to be drawn closer to God, help us to be excited about what God's doing in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. He never called us to be cold, dead somethings. He called us to be a living vessel unto Himself. But He said, we cast in our care, casting those anxieties upon the Lord. Amen. For He careth for you. He said, that's why we do it, because God cares for us. He loves us and He cares for us. But the devil's trying to tear it up. But He said, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Who is the devil? Satan. The old accuser. The accuser of the brethren. The devil, praise God. The demon. The leader of the demons. Amen. Satan, the accuser. The devil. There's a roaring lion. And he's walking about. Satan's uneasy. Do you know the devil tonight is uneasy where he's at? Because he's right on the verge of being cast into the lake of fire. He's right on the verge of being done. He's laid on the verge of being cast down and locked away. Amen. Young lady's talking about the other day, because she brought to remember where she had been. What had happened in her past. I said, well, praise God. Hey, listen, ask God to forgive your past. Make it your past. Live in the present, looking for the future. She said, well, but the devil, I said, let the devil know. Praise God. He knows his days are numbered. Just remind him of his finish.
Right.
Amen. When the devil comes along and tries to dissuade you, tries to discourage you, praise God, just look at me, Beacon Bill. I know we're no match for the devil, but look at him saying, in the name of Jesus, praise God, you know your end.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He knows his end. He knows what's coming, but he'd like to defeat and tear down, take down as many as he can while he's going. Praise God. But he said he's seeking whom he may devour. He's walking about. Looking for somebody to pull down. Praise God. Do you know it's hard for somebody? It's hard for somebody to pull somebody down if they can't get a hold of you. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I say, don't get a hold. Don't reach out and get a hold of his hand, praise God. And he'll have a harder time pulling you down. Amen. Reach up and get a hold of the hand of Jesus, praise God. And he'll lift you up and bring you out. Get you up out of the reach of the devil. Because he'd like to devour you. But the Bible, Peter says, whom resist steadfastly in the faith. How do we resist the devil? Through faith. Just believing how big God is. How big God is, and what God wants to do for us tonight. Or what He's already promised for us. What He's already, the price that He's already applied to you and I. Praise God that we would be set free from the temptations of the devil, from the bondage of sin that they try to, that so easily besets us, and we might be set free. He said, resist steadfastly in the faith. Hey, we got to apply our faith. Yeah. Amen. Say, devil, I know what you'd like to do, but I'm going to tell you what God's going to do. I'm going to tell you what Jesus has already promised me. I'm going to tell you where Jesus has already brought me from. Where Jesus has brought me to. I want to tell you where He's taking me to. I want to tell you about the adventure I've got ahead of me. Amen. Hey, praise God, I could write a children's story, devil, about what God Almighty has done for me. And praise God, it always ends with a happy ending.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We could write a story in our life, praise God. And they may be a whole lot of dark places between now and time we get to heaven. But praise God, we know that's going to be a happy ending.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Whenever the devil tries, praise God, just resist him steadfastly in the faith, praise God, because we know what our ending will be. If you're a child of God, you're going to end up in portals of glory. You'll be shouting on those streets of heaven one day in a little while, lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, with multitudes and multitudes of those old saints of God. Can you imagine pulling up there beside him, maybe Mama and Papa, Granny and Grandpa, Mama and Daddy, praise God, that went out of here loving the Lord, glory to God. One day we'll pull up there beside them and praise God, look over there and there'll be a big old smile. I pray God, there'll be a smile on our face, a smile on their face that you couldn't get off of there with Ajax, and we're all praising God together. I'm talking about a story tonight. If it's got a happy ending, and it'll end, the name of the ending, praise God, is Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
King of kings and Lord of lords, praise God. The one that's made us the promise, praise God, is the ultimate promise keeper tonight.
Amen.
Amen. He will not renege on His promise. Yep. And He said His desire is for you and I to be with Him where He is. So one day He's going to call out, praise God, and go bring them into. But now Peter says they go through. He said we go through persecutions. The brethren go through persecutions. They go through heartache. We go through trials. But praise God, look down there. He said there's a time limit on it. Amen. Ain't you glad God puts a time limit on what we go through in this world, praise God. It's just for a season and a time, praise God, and it's gone. It's behind us, praise God, and we go on for God's glory.
Amen.
Lifting up the name of Jesus, praising Him, because He's done brought us out. He's done what He promised He would do.
Yes.
Amen. He's already come through for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ask you a question. How many times has the devil come through for you? Huh? What has the devil done for you that was good news? None. Amen. But Jesus Christ, Almighty, has made us promises and He kept those promises. He not only come to seek and to save the lost, but He come to seek and to save you, praise God. Save you by His marvelous grace. Bring you out. Bring you up. And so one day, in a little while, through perfection of the Holy Ghost of God, present you to Himself without spot or blemish, praise God, in the purity of a holy God. He's going to bring you home.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother Larry said, Jesus is coming. Amen. Jesus is coming. We need to be ready because Jesus is coming.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, preacher, why is He coming? Why is He coming? Do what? Coming to take us home, praise God. Come to lift us up out of this mess. Come to take all the things that we go through in this world, put them behind us for once and for all, forever and ever, praise God. There'll be no more heartache. There'll be no more sickness. Praise God, Miss Eve. Glory be God. We're going to be well over there.
Amen.
Can you imagine a place where you'll never get the sniffles? Amen. Much less the just downright flu. Praise God, you'll never even have a runny nose. Amen. Won't have to worry about no allergies no more. Won't have to worry about afflictions no more. Won't have to worry about lung problems no more. I won't have to worry about heartaches no more. I won't have to worry about graves no more. I won't have to worry about sickness and dying no more. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, you'll go through some things here. Praise God, one day in just a little while. God's going to He's going to outstrip all that praise, bring you up out of it, and it's going to be behind you, and you'll never see it again.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we rise above all the afflictions, all the sickness, all the heartaches and trials of this world, and God brings us to Himself in the presence of glory, praise God, and we see Him as He is.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord, my soul. Amen. He said, the God of grace. Amen. He said, we resist steadfastly in the faith. Knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Wait a minute. Which hath called us unto His eternal glory. How do we get there? And I said, I told him Friday night at the eternal glory, that's heaven. And said, God has called us to eternal glory. For a glory eternal. He said, and He does it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He said, how do you get there, preacher? Through Jesus. Jesus brings you into eternal glory. God, through His grace, has made it possible. And here's the time limit. He says, after that ye have suffered a while. Amen. Have suffered a while. You went through it a while. You've anguished a while. You've wondered a while. You've struggled a while. You've put up with it for a while. Amen. But the whole time, the whole while, praise God, you're looking toward the end. You're looking for that light at the end of the tunnel. You're desiring that, praise God, that goodness of God to show and reflect the end thing that we're looking for, which is the portals of glory and heaven and Lord Jesus Christ to bring us out, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, you suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. What God's doing now, He's motivating us. He's got a maintenance program going. He's fixing us up, amen, for glory. He's getting us ready to be partakers of heaven. Amen. What we go through here would just help us rejoice in that over there more when we get there. Amen. Because God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when we get there and we realize how great God is, how God Almighty, through Jesus Christ our Lord and the Spirit of God, brought us out, praise God, brought us up to where we will be. Amen. In purity and cleanness. Amen. Some purity of mind. No more bad thinking. Purity of heart. Pure heart. Clean heart. A purity of hands. Amen. No more doing things that's contrary to the Spirit of God. Man, you praise the preacher, we do that. We do it in this old flesh. If we ain't careful, we're apt to hurt people all the time. But praise God, because of God Almighty moved in, because what God's doing in our hearts, praise the Lord. He said, one day that'll all be something that's a thing of the past. Because He's finishing this thing up. He's establishing us. He's making us perfect. He's establishing us. He's strengthening us. He's settling us. Praise God. And He's given us that power that we need to keep pressing on. Every time I think about that, I think about one of them old coal-fired locomotives. Amen. When you hit the hill, Brother Glenn, hills of life, and praise God, the fire starts to go out and you start to chug a little bit slower. Amen. I believe the old fireman on that old locomotive of your heart, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, the Father says to the Son, the same sense of the Holy Ghost, He says, pull on the fire and open the damper. Amen. Glory be God. They pour on that coal and they open the damper. Praise God. That breeze of God goes on it and that thing begins to burn hotter. That thing begins to chug harder. And praise God, it moves you and it motivates you and it brings you closer, amen, to where that destination of the heart needs to be. Praise God, realize that one day, just a little while, we're going to chug on in across the finish line. We're going to chug on into glory, praise God, shouting and praising on the steam engine of God. Amen. Glory to His name. I think of that. When I think about that, them old farmers up in West Virginia used to have them old John Deere tractors, and they called them Poppin' Johns. And them old things, son, you talk about pulling. And the slower they went, the harder they was pulling. That thing would get to pulling hard, get to plowing hard, get to trying to pull something real hard, and that thing would go. But boy, every time that thing fired, son, she is a making a lick. I mean, whenever it did break, something was going to move. I want to say glory be to God. Our God's like those Papa John's. When it gets down, it seems like we're not hitting very often. And it's far and few between the legs. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God moves in. And He says, hey, you just stay with me. It may be that the licks are coming a little slower. Praise God. I'm going to make them stronger and more powerful. Praise God. In Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen. So every time the Holy Ghost moves, amen, as we get older, we was talking about that. I had the master reunion this afternoon over there in Weaverville, and talking to my cousin there, and we was talking about us getting older. I said, yeah. I said, now we are the old folk, getting to be the old folks in the family. Amen. I said, that's why we just got to dig in there deep, praise God, and just keep pressing on. I said, ain't no place, ain't no time to look back, ain't nothing to go back to, praise God. We just need to keep pressing on for the glory of God. And as it slows down, as we slow down, amen, just keep a pumping it out for Jesus until we cross the finish line.
Amen.
The Lord was telling us here, Peter was telling us here, he said, things ain't all they used to be. But praise God, he said, they ain't all they're going to be either. He said, because one of these days, praise God, if we just submit ourselves to God, and put up that resistance of the devil and just keep a pressing on. Just keep a pressing on that one day, glory to God, we'll cross the finish line a shouting and a praising. And like that old lame man that was healed in Acts chapter 3, we'll be leaping and jumping and praising God.
Amen.
For what He's done for us. Praise, ain't nowhere to quit now. Amen. Praise God, just keep on keeping on for Jesus. He says, and to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He said, it won't be for just a little while. He said, what we're looking for, what we're expecting is going to be something that's going to last forever. Amen. See, I ain't settling for what these little old things here that I can have that's fleeting. I'll just have for a moment or two, they'll decay and go away. I'm looking for an eternal life in Jesus Christ my Lord, in an eternal place prepared for me from the foundation of the world. Amen. For every person here tonight that's prepared for that place, it's prepared for you. We're going to shout and praise God forever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we're doing. That's what we're gearing up for. It's what God's getting us ready for. Amen. But what we need to do is just keep pressing on in faith. Amen. Come humbly before God. Humble yourself before God. And say, God, I'm just an old sinner that needs an almighty a Savior, almighty God, to help me stay in that good fight of faith till I cross the finish line. Praise God that I can finish shouting and praising God, because I know if I finish, it's going to be because of Him.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing in me that'll help me get across, but He is everything I need to bring me through. Praise God. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He's brought me through everything I've been through in my whole life.
Amen.
And when I got through it, I thought a time or two, there was nobody there but me. But guess what? I found out that He was there with me.
Amen.
All the way.
Yeah.
And when I got to the other side, when I got through, praise God, He was there too. Amen. He was there to receive me unto Himself. Say, son, we made it, didn't we? What a glorious trip. And now I can look people between Beak and Bill, and when they get in the same situation, and I say, praise God, just keep pressing on just a little farther. And you'll begin to see the light. Praise God, you'll begin to see the power of an almighty God as He brings you out and you see His presence, you see His glory manifest before your eyes. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. What a God we serve tonight, young'uns. It just gets bigger and better. Amen. The blessed old book, amen, it just begins to be a realer and truer. Amen. It's a guidepost. It's guidelight. It's that lighthouse, praise God, unto our soul. That points out and shows us, praise God, the landmark, those old familiar landmark. Boy, there's a message right there. Amen. Glory to God. Can I back up and start over?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. But God wants us to see that He is on our side. Praise God. And He'll say, young'uns, he's our cheerleader. He said, just a little bit farther. Come on, you can do it. Just a little bit farther. Amen. Just right over here. And praise God, He keeps coaching us on, bringing us on, calling us on. And praise God, we just get a little bit closer and we just shout a little bit louder.
Yeah.
Praise God, amen. The closer we get. Amen, because He's real tonight. He's real in our heart. He's real in our minds. He's real in our church. And He wants to be real in our homes if we'll just let Him tonight. Praise God. He said, if we just humble ourselves under the mighty hand of an almighty God and say, Lord God, here I am. Amen. God will take us and move us from here to yonder. Amen. In just a thought, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Praise God. We'll get to see the end result. Amen. Job said, though the skin worms, the devourer's flesh, he said, yet with mine eyes, praise God, with our eyes, we're going to see the Lord. Amen. Praise God.